Secretary of State Colin Powell today suspended $25 million in aid to Serbia and Montenegro. The State Department said the aid was frozen because Serbia hasn't cooperated in handing over war crime suspects to the International Tribunal at The Hague. For those Serbian war crime suspects who are already being held or on trial at The Hague, including the former president, Slobodan Milosevic, the Serbian parliament approved some help yesterday. The parliament voted to pay the salaries and legal fees for those war crimes indictees, along with travel costs for family members to visit them. Reporter Dejan Anastasijević has been following this story for the news weekly Vreme in Belgrade. Mr. Anastasijević, one of the ultranationalists who voted for this bill said it's intended to help people who are guilty only of being Serbs. And I'm wondering how widespread a viewpoint that represents.
Well, I believe that most people in Serbia do believe that Milosevic is guilty. They may not agree totally about how much he is guilty and what exactly about. But still, they do not like the Hague Tribunal, and they don't like it because it's a foreign court. They see it as a matter of national pride and a matter of sovereignty to some extent. And this is one of the reasons that the tribunal is deeply unpopular.
What's happened to the pro-Western democracy faction that led the rebellion against President Milosevic back in 2000? What's happened to those voices?
Well, 4 years ago, the pro-Western, democratically oriented movement was a single bloc. Meanwhile, it became fractured. The leaders started fighting against each other, and the ultranationalists got the upper hand because the ultranationalists stayed as a single bloc.
You have elections coming up there this summer. How are those contests shaping up?
Well, it is known who will be the candidate for the ultranationalist, Mr. Tomislav Nikolic of the Serbian Radical Party. However, the democratic parties are still debating who should run against him or whether anyone should run at all. This just shows you how badly things are developing here.
This legislation that was passed yesterday by the Serbian parliament, is there a price tag attached? I mean, how much might it cost to pay the legal fees and the salaries for those people who've been indicted on war crimes?
Well, it is not really, I don't think that we're really talking about some huge amounts of money. The salaries are not going to be very big, and we're really talking about relatively small allowance for, I think, about a dozen people who are now in the tribunal who are citizens of Serbia, and as well as airplane tickets and accommodation for the closest family members. So this is not really a matter of money, but it is a matter of some symbolism. It is really, really very disturbing that we have these two news on a single day, the news that the United States has frozen aid for Serbia and the news that Serbia is putting up money for the indicted war criminals.
Mr. Anastasijević, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Dejan Anastasijević is a reporter for the newsweekly Vreme, speaking to us from Belgrade.